Welcome, everyone, to the Your Energy First podcast. I'm your host, Emily Marie, and it is such a pleasure to have you here today to co-create with you in this space and to talk about all things your energy. Welcome back to the podcast, everyone. I am so excited to be here today with Tegan Tarot, and she was here in early 2023, and we were talking about Tarot 101 and different ways to adapt it into your life in an empowered way. And a little bit ago, I was getting the intuitive nudge to have you join us again on the podcast. So I reached out and we talked about, you do some really cool astrology work. We're going to talk about some of what's going on in 2024 and how to come at it from a very empowered place. Okay, I see what this energy is now. Welcome, Tegan, and I'll get into that in a second.
Emily, thank you so much. It's always such a pleasure to connect with you and be here in your space. So thank you for organizing this.
Of course, it's so wonderful to co-create with you in this. So right before Tegan and I jumped on, we're catching up just for a minute or two. I usually like to save the bulk of conversation for the podcast, because I found if I don't start recording right away, good stuff comes in. But what was I noticed is, because you have your own version of holding space, and we're chatting about the energies, and then as I was getting started here, I had my intentions for the podcast, and then the energy shifted. And so I was just kind of noticing it, and you and I together in this space, I'd love to hear your perspective on this, are consciously co-creating something for the community to help support them in moving, releasing, being empowered in their energy with the astrology that we're going to be talking about today. So it feels very activating and solidifying is what I would say to me. Mm-hmm. So welcome. And what are you noticing?
Thank you. I am so grateful to be in your presence. I find your energy quite grounding. And so the way I work, you know, I've mapped out a few dates here and made some notes to keep me on track, but I get really excited. It's this fire, air, you know, motivation, activation energy. And so being here with you, I'm like, just relax, come back into my body, speak from this place of wholeness. I don't have to lead the parade into 2024 all in like one moment.
but you are leading the parade in this, which I love. And it's funny too, because sometimes I'll be in my own personal stuff a little bit, right? Like working through some stuff. And then all of a sudden I go to hold space or I go to do work like this. And it's that alignment, that boom, oh my gosh, it feels so good. And I'm so excited and I'm all rawr.
It's why we come back to it, I think. Because if left to our own thoughts or our own, you know, questions and percolations, we can go into some really weird places. So it's yeah. Time to come back into service.
Exactly. So good. Okay, so why don't we actually start with an intention for the energy and the work that's coming through for this virtual session. And did you want to start us off with yours? Would you like me to start? I didn't let you know we were doing this, so I didn't
That's just okay.
Acknowledge it's a little on the spot.
I'll set the space I'm so familiar with that I love with my client sessions that you've heard before. My contribution here, I set our space to be in alignment with unity, wholeness, and truth in mutual reception for support of our highest expression, clarity, and well-being. And for that, I say thank you.
Thank you. For me, I set the intention in divine collaboration with myself, with Tegan, with you, the valued listener, part of this community, that we all may receive the insight, support, and guidance that we're meant for, in this session and beyond as the beautiful ripple effects of the work we're doing here continue to grow and flow, as always, for the highest good of all involved. And just a moment of immense gratitude for everyone bringing themselves into this place today and all of the support that we have.
Mm-hmm. Oof. God, I can feel, it's the spiral time, right? You can feel the group. It's really beautiful. Yeah. Thank
Community spiraling up. Okay. When you say parade, I thought of like really cool, big, all different types of like designs and flags and colors and stuff. So I'm like, let's rock and roll.
Let's do this.
I'm excited.
We were born for 2024.
Exactly. Is there a theme or words or identity, not in the sense of something very solid or formal, but was there anything as you were looking into these energies astrologically that came to you as a theme, either for the first half of 2024 or a part of it or the whole thing?
Yeah. It's like, it's our turn. It's our turn now. Mm-hmm. So, it's time, you know, we've been building up for this energy this year for a long time. Nothing is singular. That's part of the philosophy of energy work, right? It's this big continuum. So all the, I don't know, discomfort, change, challenge, especially that 2023 brought, was a preparation, if not initiation, for getting us into this next chapter, I guess, next sequence of events for the 2024. And really, it's just our own linear construct of time that says it's a new year. There's really just this beautiful flow of moment to moment, a way to kind of check in with yourself around the I hope I'm not, I'm like, maybe no. I'm jumping ahead too much. No. I just go, keep go, go, talking. That this flow of energy you may have noticed already, and especially in the last few weeks here since the October eclipses, that time is a bit irregular, that you might look at a week and you're like, okay, what day is it? Oh, I woke up and it was the 9th, and now, oh my gosh, it's the 11th. Where did time? Time's weird. Or you're still getting things done, but there's this different relationship to maybe spaciousness and time. And I find that very supportive, very interesting, the irregularity of it. So that makes me feel quite interested. I'm like, okay, things are coming forward. I'm observing space and time in a new way that other people, like, you know, you go to the grocery store and have a chat with the checkout person and she's like, oh yeah, I totally see it too. So it's not just in our own understanding of energy work, but people in all these different, you know, relations in our life can relate. and this makes me feel like us, you know, the collective, we are all in this together. There really is no hierarchy. My image in my mind is a circle. We all have a very special place to be in this circle. So as we enter into 2024, that alignment of it's your turn might look really different than someone else's turn or someone else's turn. And the more we can, or what I guide myself anyway, is being authentic. Like, authenticity is our superpower, because then that's what our turn is. That's what our place is. That's what our life fulfillment is. So we come to that through authenticity. And 2024, go time. So if you're thinking, I thought 2023 was go time, let's take it up a notch.
I am excited. I'm excited, and it completely makes sense because the last few years have shown such a light onto aspects of where we truly desire to be ourselves. And then we see that and we're like, okay, well, it's going to take me a while to get there. Okay, well, it's going to take me a while. And I think some of the beauty, it's funny you said there is no hierarchy. And I was like, same. I say the same thing on this podcast too, which I love, is I see exactly what it is you're saying. It's like everybody's place and everybody's work and their voice is it. It's like you can't bake cookies without the flour or the baking soda or the chocolate chips or whatever. So I'm not going to say nuts. We don't want to put nuts in our cookies. Just kidding. So, okay. When we are looking at So what stood out for you astrologically in the first part of the year that's something we can take a look at as a means to what it might mean for us and a really good reflection point?
Oof, I'm not, it's so, the energies are so big that I don't have a clear nugget. I'm not able to wrap it up at this point, but maybe as we get into the year, that will become more will be revealed. There's a lot of movement. There's some powerful shifts. I have 5 dates in the first 4 months I want to bring forward.
Let's
and I can
it.
Look at them specifically. Okay. So, you know, as we're recording this, we're just a couple days away from Mercury going into retrograde, which is lovely and interesting. And, you know, it's nice to go inward when that happens. Mm-hmm. And on New Year's Day, Mercury comes out of retrograde. So I like that. It's like she welcomes us through the threshold to January 1st. And then she's like, okay, kittens, there you go. Okay, children, there you are. So we kind of like open our eyes on the first and we're like, okay, I can move forward with more clarity that I just didn't have towards wrapping up 2023. The big power shift happens January 20th. Pluto goes into Aquarius. Pluto is a big planet. When we think of generations, the baby boomers, millennials, Gen X, all this we're looking at Pluto moving through signs. So with Pluto moving into Aquarius, we're starting to land a new 20-year cycle in Aquarian energy. And we're coming out of Capricorn. Capricorn has kind of authority feelings of like structure, authority, discipline, duty, you know, maybe the mask we wear or the shoulds that we tell ourselves. Aquarian energy comes in with breaking free. Whether that's, you know, all the different ways we break free. So new energy, activations, Akashic records, deep truths and inner knowings, even just like fun and freaky, like a little bit more crazy mm-hmm. comes in because how are we ever going to evolve if we don't have new energy? So this Aquarian activation with Pluto mm-hmm. is we're going to feel it. And we have a long time, 20 years, right? Long time to work with it. So you'll be, you know, there's be a lot of talk about it and interpretation, but that happens January 20th. So we're like, all right, let's do it.
Okay.
With every sign, right? Good, bad, the ugly, there's things that we love and celebrate. And there's things that we're like, oh my God, I can be so afraid of it. So to just like find that inner balance for yourself, because whether you know these things are coming in or you have no clue about astrology, it doesn't really matter because your life, you're living it. It's mm-hmm. just astrology can sometimes be helpful as a bigger context to put the pieces. Yeah.
What would I love this concept of the new energy, the inner knowing, the fun, freaky, a little wild. I think that really plays into the authenticity a lot, which I'm here for. So if I'm thinking about, you know, we start to feel these energies depending on where they're on our chart, sort of leading up to the time. Maybe we already are because it feels like a pretty darn big shift. What would be a reflection question or something inward for people to look at within themselves that could help them sort of breathe space and like give spaciousness to this energy to support them? It feels like energetically I'm breathing just gentle breaths into my heart.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's nurturing, I'd say, like come into a place of nurturing your fullest self-expression. What mm-hmm. is my path? And it's not a brain knowing, it's more of a being, it's a resonance. And the way Aquarian energy moves, yes, it's an air sign, but it comes in like lightning bolt. It's like the Tower card in tarot. It comes in, you know it when you know it. So you might sit there and feel like, I don't really know, I don't really feel. And then boom, revelation, boom, catharsis, boom, discomfort. But let that discomfort guide you towards growth. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't have to be uncomfortable, but sometimes, you know, we talk about in client sessions, the wish come true. All of a sudden, you're like, oh my God, this is what I've wished for. Oh, can I receive it? Can I do it? Can I make the changes necessary to really step in? Oh my God, you know, this kind of freaking out a little bit. And I would call that discomfort. Let it guide you for growth. So it's a huge handshake with your higher self. And that Aquarian energy is, I mean, we all will learn from one another. It's not a time to hermit away in the mountain. Aquarian energy is collective. It has a very big humanitarian feel. It's being like thematically in service to others, or how are we in service to the whole? And maybe even setting some groundwork now that will have waves that wash forward for a millennia moving forward. So it can be quite profound and beautiful. It can just be these moments of like separating a bit from our small ego, small self, and just seeing like, this is what I need to do. This is how I need to like be in my body, be in relation to myself, and share it, you know, share it with others. So there it can be just like beautiful time.
So you share this, and what I'm sensing is, so you said, how do you nurture, like, does figuring out, it's the nurturing your fullest self expression. So what are the things that truly make you feel lit up from within? What are the things that don't, which can be, that can be scary to look at. And the other thing is, as this information and insights come in like lightning bolts, the other thing that I'm feeling is sometimes when we get those insights, we think, oh, I have to do this right now. I have to take action immediately. And there's so much around those insights that come in, knowing that they're taking care of you and you're taking care of them, and there's no need to rush any part of the process. Okay.
And yes, and another way to work with the same energy, if it more of an undoing, would be in group situations where you're like, I'm not really aligned with this group anymore. I don't want to follow those rules. This authority system doesn't work for me. It's not in alignment. I don't value it. So then it's more of a breaking away. So, you know, sometimes we're like bringing ourselves to the party. Other times we're switching parties. We're like, I had to go do my own weird thing. And it can happen quite fast.
This does make me reflect and wonder, because I think about how much in our modern culture we're seeing a lot of things such as structures, government, people hidden behind the scenes with a lot of money, making really terrible decisions for humanity. This is all coming to the surface more and more. One of the things I wonder is, I know that a lot of these same people I just mentioned actually utilize astrology to help benefit them. And I'm thinking, and I'm giving this a very thoughtful air, right? So I've got my light attached to this. I'm like, this can't be stopped. This age of Aquarius we're in, these shifting powers that's happening. And I'm just thinking, what are they doing in their mind to counteract these things?
Well, let's go to AI. Anything that's sort of artificial or non-organic, the being authentic, an authentic human is having a heart, feelings, consciousness, the multidimensionality that we can connect into with ourself. So that can't be controlled, right? So the artificial, anything artificial can be marketed as this will benefit you, you know, have the little treat, follow this path, get a little treat. And sometimes, you know, we don't know offhand, we're like, oh, well, I want that little treat, or that sounds really good, or everyone else is doing it. Oh, no, you know, follow the herd. But what will be revealed, and there's some powerful things coming in, that inevitably say we are responsible for the choices we make. As within, so without. So if we're like, oh, wait, well, everyone did it, or that was it, I was told it would be safe, or the rules said it was okay, we won't be able to lean into that anymore. We leaned into it, the Capricorn energy, and we felt somewhat maybe safe and held by those bigger structures. But Aquarian energy, It's like, you really need to be your own guide. Use that discernment. And that takes tremendous courageousness and bravery to stand in your own path and just say, like, all right, this is what's aligned, this is what's not aligned. And in extreme situations, there's, well, I mean, look at mythology. When you stand out from the group, you tend to end up outcast, abandoned, you know, silenced. So those are Aquarian themes.
Murdered.
Yeah, so there can be these fears coming up inside where it's like, oh, sure, I want to belong. Ooh, how do I do it?
Yeah, everything you just said. And I think about how AI makes promises of things being easier for us. And we've all been in this pressure cooker for so many years now that it's okay to want something that's easier, lighter, understandable. Man, I will say, after years of developing my own personal practice, there is nothing as rejoiceful, as uplifting, as a reprieve as it is to go within and be into my own internal space. And it's not always meditation. It's journaling, it's nature, it's those things. So to anyone out there who feels like they haven't quite got there yet, just keep doing it in your own imperfect way. And it does create mesmerizing feelings that get you through that part. Okay, so January 20th, around that time, we're looking at what is our own personal expression? How are we seeing ourselves in a new way in groups and redefining what that means for us? Okay, what's next? What feels good to talk about next? Because there's a bajillion aspects we could talk about.
Exactly. Well, actually, and so the theme of that January energy would be liberation. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe I can answer these questions as we get through it, because that it's like liberating, right? To just say, like, all right, this is the space I need. So then March 19th is the spring equinox, or it's, you know, for us in the Northern Hemisphere. And that's always very powerful. And following, so that's March 19th. And then the 23rd, we're going to get a really interesting, you want to just kind of write down on your calendar, March 19th to March 23rd, what's happening in your life? Like, is there something new? What are your thoughts and feelings? What are your dreams? Like, just kind of go into this organically and circle back and just kind of see what are the big themes coming up for you on the 23rd, because that's the wave you're catching that's going to surf you through till the end of April, or it's not even going to end in April, but it's like, that's the wave you're catching those. So you're going to get a little inclination here about new growth, maybe some desire. I'm excited. What's the potential? Or here's a thought. So it's like these little sparkles coming in. Now, it all kind of happens fast. It's a very busy end of March. Then we have March 25th, a full moon in Libra. Now, it's always easy to remember the full moons because they're so bright and big. This is also a partial eclipse. We're starting the eclipse season early. And the full moon in Libra is going to close out. It's a south node eclipse, so it means there's an outer adjustment, a release. And I feel like that makes sense. The 23rd, we're getting a sense of like, oh, I got a new job. So a couple of days later, like, I need an exit plan for my current job or my relationship or whatever it is. So inner ideas on the 23rd, the 25th is the outer adjustment that is either identified or shifted. And yes, so I'll just, there's so much, like mountains of information, but I'll just kind of go through them and then we can maybe flesh it out a bit more if you want.
Perfect.
And so that's the full moon in Libra. So 2 weeks later, on April 8th, is the new moon. And this is a new moon in Aries. And it's a big one. We actually have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 planets in the sign of Aries with this new moon.
What?
Yeah, it's like super Aries. So Aries energy is very much connected to our own individual identities. It's passion, it's creativity, it's invention. It's the first fire sign. It's that feeling that's like, I'm alive. And if, you know, we've been oppressed or held back, then it can be that stoking of fire where you're like, enough. But that is extreme situations energy, but the higher vibration of that frustration is creativity. So working with this in a creative aspect with the Aries new moon on April 8th is like a humongous activation. And I'm going to throw in a little bit of astrology here for those that are interested. Mercury will be in retrograde again. So at this time, and it squares Pluto, which we just talked about, Pluto going into Aquarius. So it means we kind of get a little window here at the new moon to come back into the personal moment of like, oh yeah, where am I at? Where's my freaky self? Where's my liberated self? Where's my spirit of revolution, revelation, individuality? How do I want to initiate these Aquarian energies that have been percolating for a few months since January? So the Aries activation comes in pretty welcome with ideas. You might start the new year off with the new creative project. And then at the end of March, you're like, oh, I've, you know, signed up for the class, or I'm already in the class and I'm seeing the benefits. Like it's awakening something in me. So it's this, you know, it doesn't have to be the first taste at the new moon, but you can start feeling like I am, like it is happening and I'm drinking this in and I'm doing it. So a whole lot of movement. And then, are you ready, Emily?
I'm ready. I'm turning the page. I'm so glad that this isn't a sequel and we have to wait. I'm ready to turn the page now.
I almost, when I found this out a few months ago through some client sessions, I couldn't even sleep that night. I'm like, oh my gosh, what's going to happen? And then the date, April 20th. So our 420 month of 2024. Jupiter and the planet Uranus are conjunct, means they are right beside each other at exactly 21 degrees Taurus. Now, truth be said, these are big, slow moving planets. So it's not like a big activation day, but it's a culmination point. It's like hiking up a mountain and you get to the peak of it on April 20th. And Jupiter is the planet of truth and expansion. It has a bit of Sagittarian energy with natural law, connecting with nature. The planet Uranus that it's connecting to is that Aquarian energy that Pluto's in. So all that stuff we were talking about, the liberation. So we have expansion connected with liberation in Taurus, which is... Taurus is ruled by Venus, but it's inward. It's like our body, our security, our health, our love, our relationships, our nourishment. So Emily, earlier when you were like, it's really comforting for you to go inward, journal, be in nature. This is a huge, what a gorgeous practice to have, to go in to receive the messages of this Jupiter Uranus insight, because it's, you know, I can't say it will, the singularity of this conjunction will be one way, but it brings up big truths, big revealings, perhaps, and I'm kind of like waiting for some disclosure to come forward, maybe a little bit more in the mainstream, but then I'm also kind of nervous of like, what's that going to look like? But you know, whatever, we got to see the truth to heal it. So totally. That could be a you know, set some really smooth transition, helpful energy there. But this is where I'm saying like, it's our turn, because this is the time. This first 4 months is like, how do you really want to challenge yourself to bring in the true vision of who you are? The planets are here creating these doorways for us to walk through. They're not poking us with a stick, telling us to do something specific, but it's like we're able to uplift more to our aspirations. And this can be really exciting, really motivating. And sometimes, well, clearly, anytime we do something new, we don't know if it's going to work. So having a little bit of motivation through the lens of astrology of like, okay, I can lean into this. Like, I don't know if all these changes, like how this is going to ripple out in the bigger picture of my life, but this is the time. This, I feel guided. I feel like I got to trust this. I got to like take the leap. I need to let that discomfort be my guide. This is my guide for growth. So it's very, very empowering. And my heart, you know, I send a lot of compassion to people who are in the outer world that are really deep into you know, don't have a connection as much maybe to their heart and their feelings of compassion, where they feel a bit more victimized by life, might be a
Sure.
little bit.
Yeah.
Some beautiful awakenings for them too. I mean, you know, everyone has the chance here to walk through the door. So
Yeah, it's funny you say that. It's the sense I get is that the healing that our planet's going through right now, the people on our planet, still feels like such a small group. And I always think about the endless amount of souls that came before me so I could learn on this path. And what I'm hearing is it sounds like in order for us to tip the scale in the right direction, individuals like our listeners who are walking this path themselves, those of us who are walking this path ourselves, we're gonna be learning this and then sharing it in a way so that we can all have that shift of support.
yes. And I feel in my heart this Taurus energy that this expansion and revelation is happening. I was trying to think, like, how does that actually play out in a example? It can be just your normal life, where maybe a neighbor or maybe someone you're in relationship with, or a sibling or a friend or a parent who's been pretty not interested in energy work comes and says, like, you know, I had this thought, or this weird thing happened. Can I tell you about it? And they might be kind of a little broken with how they share it, where you being, you know, practicing your tools and doing your meditations, you have a bigger context to receive what they're saying. So they might come a little bit like shaky to these ideas. But I would say this is our time, you know, that it's our turn to be inclusive. To hold them in that space and say, like, yeah, tell me more. How do you feel about that? What does that shift for you? You know, people are that are changing and awakening, and maybe this is their first time kind of having these expansive ideas, are not going to be all shiny and polished. They might feel resistance or insecurity. And us that are more, I don't know, ahead or first wave of working in these energies, maybe part of our gift is really holding that space of compassion and being like, yes, like, come, like, you're not alone, like, come in and let's learn together, let's hold this space together. Because aren't we sick of the divide and conquer? Like, I've had just
Over
about enough,
it.
like, fully, completely enough of that.
Yeah,
It's time for
yeah,
inclusion, and this might be, there might be some. Well, there will be, I'll just name it. There will be time for inclusion. And how do we want to show up for that?
yeah. How beautiful. I'm excited for there to be what appears to me to be more grace for individuals who are opening up for maybe for the first time, that they have a softer space to land than maybe those of us who didn't. I always felt like I had to hide behind. I was one person in life showing up, and then I was secretly this other person in life working on my energy stuff and healing things. And so I'm excited that this group, which we know it's all equal, like it's all equal in the eyes of source. But I'm glad that they're gonna have a softer space to land than, say, we did. Some people will ask me the question how to support individuals where we know they would be served or supported by the help we provide, but then we don't want to put it upon them. So what I would love to hear your reflection on this, and then we're gonna get back into these dates and some other things people can do. But I have always found the best thing I can do is, number one, mind my own business. And if someone's interested, they'll come to you. And I also listen to my own intuitive guidance. And if someone does come to me, I go back to my inner light and I ask Source, I'm like, so what would you have me share or say or do for the highest and best? And that is how I have found people really tend to kind of navigate these things. It has to be on their path. It can't be on what I believe to be their best path.
Yeah, beautiful. I agree. 'Cause you're like, well, how would I want to receive the information? No one really wants to be told what to do,
Not a
but to
chance.
feel supported, right? And again, I'm like, I love the power behind the word authenticity, 'cause it's like, all right, this is my experience, or this is where I'm at, or this is what I hear in your words when you share X, Y, and Z. This what I feel is that, like, kind of helping hold a mirror or lens where they can see a little bit better. But your kindness and love, right? Is even if you're just like, I only have one little thimble of love for this very difficult person, but just holding that intention to have them come into some space of clarity within themselves. And if you're like, most loving thing you can do is not yell at them, then great, that's perfect.
Yeah.
You know, that maybe is an extreme example. But I think those kind of speaking to like the path cutting work that I and you have been on, and how incredibly amazing it was to find healers, helpers, guides, people who were ahead of us that lended us an insight,
Yeah.
a validation, a path that was like, yeah, try this or look at that. I have a few of those people in my, what do I call them, mentors, like guides that exponentially changed and shifted my life to so that I could be myself, kind of unlayer some of the toxicity
Totally.
and burden. So I can do that. I can help someone by just saying, like, validating, like, yeah, it is a freaking hard time. And yeah, this is not fair, but here we are. And there is something also really beautiful to be found in the mess that we're in, if that's
Yeah.
the scenario.
I think that's the hardest part for anyone on this journey, and I'm mainly speaking from my own experience and what I see other people go through too, is I think people are gonna lean on us and say, okay, so show me how to take away the pain. And all we can say is, I can show you ways that to work through it
Yeah.
and be in the moments. So
Let the discomfort be a guide for growth.
oh
I
gosh.
love it. I'm like, that's my little thing I'm embracing. It's so delicate. I mean, it's delicate, it's simple, it's ridiculous how easy it is. I'm going to bring in a funny example because
Please.
I'm in my head, I'm like kind of into it. So shadow work, right? I help people, I do client work, I read, I meditate, I'm like, oh, all shiny, and I'm like, I'm really good at handling shadow work. So the other day I go on a dating app and I'm scrolling away, whatever, and I connect with this guy that I'm like, wow, he's really quite interesting, and we have a little bit of a back and forth and a good phone conversation. And boom, all these shadows come up for me in the form of like, he's this, he's that, like all these projections. And I kind of spiraled for a hot second of like, oh, these fears came out. And then there was that moment of clarity when I went into meditation where I'm like, I got to escape from the pain of this online dating. I don't want to be in a relationship, but this is like crazy and hard, and I hate it, and I hate him, and I hate men, and I hate And I went inward, and the truth was like, I don't know him, I don't know his life. He had really done nothing wrong at all. He sent a couple texts that were actually really cool and made me feel really happy. Like, if anything, this guy is good. And so I was like, oh my gosh, here I am facing my fears of all the heaviness I've carried through relationship in my life. Why do I want to be in a relationship to heal? Well, here in this like really abstract little online dating scenario, I'm getting the healing. Like, for whatever reason, this being is showing up in a kind way to help me clear some of the mess. And in that moment, I was like, all right, well, I'm ready to let that go now. It's not about him, you know. And for my example, it wasn't that projection on him, but it's like, I can be me and I will continue to show up for me in all these brave and weird ways that feel uncomfortable, because that's all I'm really good at, is just being myself. So let that be a let us all meet in that awkward, kind area of inclusion together.
Amen. I always say I don't want to talk about nothing with strangers, but I love talking about nothing with my intimate circle. So that weirdness and that authenticity, it's like just being. And then I love it when I just get to talk about people I love, like with people I love, like the weather and things like that. It's like, oh yeah, you know, just that bring in the funk, bring in the noise. When you say this, it's funny, there's this parallel, because one of the big lessons for me lately is I'm being so mirrored by all of my assumptions, where I'm projecting things, or I've assumed things, and immediately, or I mean, to me, it's immediate. Maybe it's instant, maybe it's within a day or week or whatever. The universe shows me where I made an assumption. I thought, ooh, that's a big thing for me to unravel and work on unraveling. The other thing, I like what your story emphasized, is how do we help those we care about the most? It's by doing the work ourselves. I cannot tell you the impact. I remember hearing that early on and it felt crunchy, and I thought, no, I need to save my loved ones. Such a complex in so many ways. And then just the more I did my own inner work and was myself, that's when the thing, I've been shocked at the conversations I have, shocked at some of the shifts. Some people are going a different path, and that is totally fine. But being yourself on this path and being an even better version of yourself is what will help the people you care about the most.
I agree, because we go in, right?
Yeah.
And feel and connect and change and shift and relax. Like, everything's inward. How do I connect with these planets? Go inward. What's happening for you? What are you feeling? All the medicine is inside, and it's also in nature. The bigger body, you know, our inner, we are the inside body of our own world, and then we go into into nature and look at the natural landscape and the flow of all that is in the outer, and that's where we are reflected.
It's interesting because when I've written down these dates that you've mentioned and the insights you've pulled from them, and we can all see how they tell a story together, obviously, as our beautiful astrology works. But if we start with this January 20th, which is the new energy, liberation, nurturing your fullest self-expression. And then spring equinox, I love this visual of, at least in the northern hemisphere, and I know that there's a correlation in the southern hemisphere and other parts of the world, but I think about things blooming. You know, maybe in the southern hemisphere it's things dying, and which is also a good thing too for that sense of rebirth, burying things. So it's the what's happening in your life. You know, it's in spring and in fall we see actual physical transformation in nature. And so it's that reflection of what's happening in our life. And then in March, we've got, and it's the potential. There's always potential in those shifts. March 25th, partial eclipse, full moon, release, close out. Makes sense. Things shift, change. What's the next chapter? I'm gonna kind of pause. I guess I could go through the rest of the story, but is there any aspect to that you would add? I mean, you've already added so much.
Yeah, it there's always so much. Astrology is like,
Yes.
how much do you want to know? Because the planets that are really active during those first few dynamics, Mars and Venus, whether it's through Taurus or Aries, Libra, they're a personal planet. Mars and Venus are really important in our chart. It's Mars is what we put ourselves out in the world to connect with, penetrate, achieve, investigate, and Venus is what how we receive. and nourish and create. So these planets, this you could say divine masculine and divine feminine adjustments that are happening here are really showing up in the here and now, our daily life. There will be themes. We'll get to this time and you'll just be like, oh my God, I gotta move again, or my relationship, or we've been trying to have kids and now we're having kids. Like, there will be things that show up in your life. But also you can get ahead of that and book an astrology session and see
Yeah,
where this shows up in your
for
chart.
sure, for
But
sure.
it's not limited. It's not like it's secret knowledge. You can just observe these patterns of your life and say, okay, this is the area it's showing, the stage. And Pluto in Aquarius is the higher octave of Mars. So Mars is like, we wake up and we need a coffee and we gotta go into traffic and have the conversation. I want to say it's like fighting the battles, but it's like doing in the life. It's what we're doing in our energy. And Pluto is our higher soul of like, this is what I incarnated to learn. So this is, it can be micro macro. It's all connected. But expansion and release, the inhale, the exhale, the give and the take, and bringing that under the umbrella of how do I want to be in the world in a new way? What's the win-win, or observing like who benefits from this? So if you are being invited to, join a cult or a party or technology or whatever, be like, who wins? Like, where does the money go? Who wins? Who benefits? Those are great questions to observe with. And at the end of the day, or maybe at the start of the day, this is your life. This is your life. This is your time. This is your turn to be in this world and not create harm to others, not create harm to yourself. I'd say those are the big guidelines. And other than that, it's like shine your bright light. We in astrology, we all have a sun sign. It's the month, the day we're born on. That is our light to guide us and to help guide others. So see what that sign is and brighten it. Be that sign. Be your best, start there. Be your best zodiac sign in that aspect. And that's it. It doesn't have, you don't have need some PhD to navigate astrology. You just live your life.
So with the, it feels as though it's funny with the zodiac signs because it seems society has such an impression of if you're this, if you're that, oh, I'm a Scorpio, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, or oh, I'm a Gemini. It's like, oops, I can ruffle people's feathers. And I think one of the overarching themes is it's like leaning into that, letting yourself be all of it. With reckless abandon, and for those of us who are getting to observe you in that state, I say you generally, it's to me, there's such gifts in people being their authentic self and getting to witness in whatever way, shape, or form. And we have choice. We have choice. It feels like a lot of refinement, what I'm hearing. It's just sort of this like outward to go within, release, expand, release. We all know we can't expand and take everything with us. You expand, you've got to let stuff go. It was funny, you talked about 420 and Jupiter and Uranus being within a degree of each other, did you say? Or they're, sorry, they're next to each other.
Exact. They're exactly together at 21 degrees, same
Okay.
degree.
Okay. You mentioned it's like getting to the top of the mountain and seeing out. And I thought to myself, so is there going to be fog or is there going to be, is it going to be clear?
Oh, well, depending how you do your 420, it could be very foggy. with Uranus though, it's not there's not a lot of fog around that. And if there's fog, it's just building up to lightning because Uranus is it, I like thinking of the Akashic records. It's this far, far, far outer planet in our solar system that holds all the memories and all the experiences that we have lived in multidimensional spaces and will move into in future, assuming time's linear in future spaces. So it's super abstract. And the way I feel into that, because it's more than my brain can really grasp, is cosmic energy. It's multidimensional. And we So instead of knowing it all, just say, what's my part in this? What do I need to know? What's for my highest good and benefit? How do I align myself to this? And let me be expansive in that piece. Let me be full, like fully benefit all of who I am meant to be with the pieces that are aligned, maybe with like my divine monadic blueprint, you know, or my astrology chart or myself. Let me be fully embodied in myself.
Awesome. I like this idea of clarity, spunk, the lightning bolts. I think we're going to have the energy and the vim and the vigor to just go be it and share it and feel a lot less reclusive. I think a lot of people have been feeling a lot of the hermit energy that just kind of won't let go.
Yeah, I've been feeling that. It's time, you know, it's done. So I kind of wonder like if whatever authority might be going for its last grasp to kind of anchor us down. Well, I don't think we're really gonna do that too much. We're done. Or
No,
I'm
not with
done.
us joining forces the way that we are and have been, and
Yeah.
definitely, definitely. So, one final reflection. So, I'm gonna walk everybody through because I know some people like a little bit more definitive items. So, hang on a second. So, leading up to January 1st, what are you releasing? What's coming through during retrograde? What are you doing to nurture what's coming up to be released? What would you add to that, if anything?
Yeah, because we have this 3 weeks of retrograde right now. And depending when people are listening to this too, it could be reflecting back on the last few weeks of December, just sort of the contemplation. What was I dreaming about and feeling, my reflections on the year? It's very seasonal appropriate. And within that too, just take note of things that you're like, oh, that might not serve me moving forward in the new year. It doesn't have to be harsh. It's just observation. I didn't see it that way before. Bringing forgiveness to yourself. If often, you know, we grow and expand and awaken our consciousness, and then we look back in our life and we're like, oh my God, why did I say that? Why did I date that person? That'd be my example. Or why did I make that choice? And I think just be super kind. You're like, hey, I learned. I went through that experience and I learned. So weaving in those gentle thoughts, bringing that gracefulness to yourself would be always a good way to go through a change and shift, especially with a Mercury retrograde of like honoring the growth that has happened.
That all sounds really good. So we have 120. We've already talked about that new energy, a liberation, your inner knowing, your freaky wild. How are you nurturing your fullest expression as a more permanent tone within you? How are you finding your inner balance?
And knowing you have 20 years to do it. So it's sort of like just
Overtime.
attuning into the shift of like, oh, it feels, I don't feel so constricted as I have in the last 20 years, certainly the last like 4 years. So noticing those shifts would be a great starting point. Just observing, like, I need something different. I want something new. That push. It's a great starting place.
Awesome. Lots of new haircuts in people's future, I think. I'm just kidding.
Love it. I'm down with
Yeah,
sequins. Lots of sequins.
really? Bring that on. I love that. So, spring equinox, 319 through 323, what's happening in your life? What new thoughts and dreams are coming through? What themes? It's the wave you are surfing and going to be enjoying new growth, desire, excitement. Then, just a few days later, it's what's closing out. How are the outer adjustments coming through?
Yeah, the full moon eclipse, March 25th. It just gives it, it'll just be an eclipse is in their name, right? They eclipse something out, it releases. And it's specific to eclipses, and this is happening in the signs of Libra and Aries. Do you have planets at 5 degrees, Libra and Aries? Where do those houses sit in your charts? And then eclipses are very personal. Sometimes one person would be like, oh, I didn't feel it. That was a total normal weekend. And another person will be like, oh my God, my life has changed. That was the biggest eclipse, blah, So these eclipses are very personal. So don't panic. It's meant, it'll roll how it's meant to roll for you in your life in the natural flow and rhythm of what you've been working with, swimming with.
I get the sense that at least this community, we're sort of over the panic phase. It's more, okay, here we go. It's like, here we go. So April 8th, what's your individual identity, your invention, what's coming through that's new, your passion, your creativity. It's funny because the visual I got, I thought, oh, that's like a lighter, like a spark underneath you. And my spirit team showed me it's like a pool of fire energy beneath you, ready to lift, ready to lift. Big activation, huge. Reflect during that time. Mercury is going to be retrograde again. Where are you at with your self-expression? What does it look like? To your point, 20 plus years in the making, and we get to constantly evolve ourselves too.
Absolutely. And this will be easy to remember because it's a solar eclipse. So we always talk about the sun getting eclipsed out. It will be visible. It'll be a kind of a little event.
Fun. That's
Easy to
fun.
remember. Yeah. And just connect it with like, yes, now, like, let's do it. I'm here. Let's create.
So again, our 420 uplifting your aspirations, expansion and liberation. It's a culmination point. We're going to be receiving even more insightful messages, big truths, big reveals. It's our turn.
Yeah,
Being yourself is the thing you can do. Okay, that's all. Whew. And let's take a look at very briefly the second half of the year. When you looked at that, was it similar to haven't done that part yet?
I didn't
Sorry.
even, because I'm like, I can't even imagine where we'll be May 1st. I'm like, well, let's just see how we land, because it's
That's
not a one track thing. Like, we are co-creating. All of us, whether we know it or not.
completely.
So, this is what makes it such a ripe, interesting, something a little challenging time, but we're doing it for future generations. We're doing it for our ancestors. It's amazing. So
You talk about co-creating, and I've seen how quickly our lives can shift and shape and take form. And one of the things that my guides have been working with me on for a while, I'm now integrating it with clients, is that idea that we can actually shift things in an instant, in a day.
yeah.
And so in America, we celebrate January 1st. That's our new year. In many other cultures, they have many other dates. You mentioned co-creation. My guides were explaining how, well, they go, time is sort of irrelevant. It's not irrelevant. But the fact that there's so many people whose focus and energy goes around January 1st, they say that's what actually helps build the momentum around the resolutions, the new dates, the time. But of course, as we know, time doesn't even really exist. So that's why we want to sense into these other more ecliptic events or astrological events to kind of feel into what's tuning in and taking shape for us.
Yeah, I feel very positive going into the new year, and it's what we've been preparing for, right? It's 2012 was like, a lot of activations happened in 2012. Well, now it's 11 years later. So what a powerful ride we've been on. And so many times during those 11 years, haven't you just been like, okay, when is it gonna shift? So I
Are you
think
kidding?
it's like, all right, well, here we go.
Exactly. Yes, I'm very happy to hear that the tides are turning after an 11-year cycle-ish. That's very interesting to me.
So,
Beautiful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I love this topic. I love the way you bring it forward. Where can people find you and how can they work with you?
Oh, thanks. Find me online, my website, tegantarot.com. So TEGANTAROT.com. And I do offer astrology sessions. I call them the soul. So there's like soul astrology. We're lo not looking at transits, such as we've been covering here, as much as like your own personal activation within your natal astrology chart. And then there is this one offering that can be helpful for big transitions, like going into New Year with an hour of tarot and an hour of astrology. And we will look at these five activation points in your specific astrology chart. So that's
Ooh.
I think I call that next level tarot and astrology. It's a big bite, but it covers a lot of information. So that might, if that sounds interesting, book that in soon. And yeah, or on Instagram, where mostly I put sunset and beach pictures because it's so beautiful.
Absolutely. Do you have a tarot class as well, or is that more for people who've been practicing already, or?
Thank you, Emily. I'm offering these Tuesday tarot lectures, and that starts January 2nd, is for 5 weeks. And it's not learning, I won't be going through the meaning of each card, but talking more about the flow of them. How do we work with the cups being the water element, or the wands being the fire element, and then the archetypal energies in little clusters with the major arcana. So if you don't need to know tarot, but we're just kind of looking at like how does tarot work? What is it? There's more and more people that are getting interested in it, but it can be kind of a heavy weight to think, oh, I just gotta memorize all this stuff. How boring. So I'm working more with the bigger understandings of like how it's fun and interesting and helpful, and how to feel it, how to like work with your intuition. Feel it intuitively and not have to just go into the cerebral part.
Ooh, I like that. I like that. And your tarot readings are just they're so helpful and so insightful and so inspiring. And it's fun because I'll re-listen to mine and sometimes the energy hasn't passed yet or it was guidance for me and I can look back and say, "Oh, I see that now," so that resonates within me so I can see it or understand it better for myself as these things come through. So, okay, and then sorry, getting back to this tarot class. Is you said 5 weeks, and then we can also put the link in the show notes for people. People, do they buy the series or do they buy each individual class or
It's a
what?
5-week series. So
Got it.
it's like yeah, it's pretty, I think it's pretty affordable. It's like $35 a week, but you buy it as a package
Yeah.
in Canadian dollars, which is like discounted what, like 40% now? No, I don't know. It's a
I don't know.
bargain. And then I do have tarot classes that are pre-recorded. If you just want to self-study, that's available on my website too. So yeah, all of this, like having tools to navigate your inner world, super helpful.
It's amazing. I dabble in tarot to support me once in a while, and it's incredibly helpful to have. Just get that clarity and ground it in a more practical way. So wonderful. All right. Well, we are going to be doing a show like this again. I cannot wait. Maybe we'll do a reflection one. We
Perfect.
can put it on the calendar and look back and say, okay, so what have we noticed? And we will invite some people to write in as well and share what they noticed. That would be kind of fun.
I love that idea. Yeah, the
Yeah.
different find the patterns that we're helping each other with. That would be so beautiful. Thank you
Yeah.
so much, Emily. I love being here
Agreed.
with you. Thank you.
Likewise. All right. Take care, everybody.
Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and leave a review, and make sure you've signed up for the newsletter for special insights, offerings, and announcements that are just for you. Taking a moment to breathe into your body
and just really enjoy and appreciate the fact that you are here. You are here right now in this moment. Energy shifts instantly, which is what you're creating right now. Creating a new path forward, one that feels really nourishing, one that is going to bring up a lot of old patterns to be revealed, to be seen, to be transformed into something else. First thing that we're going to do is have you align with your inner light. Hello, inner light. I set the intention. I am only connected to my higher power. Divine, please run energy for me right now for my highest and best. And for you, just taking a moment to wiggle into that, letting yourself receive. Being on this path of alignment is a beautiful part of your journey, every step of the way. From your inner light, from your anchor point to your higher self, your source, we're going to set the intention for clarity. I set the intention for clarity for myself. What are my next best steps forward? So that I may feel. And now think about what you desire to feel. Do you desire to feel inspired? Lit up from within, from the life that you're creating? Do you desire to be seen as a whole human? For all of the things that you are bringing forward into this life. Do you desire to feel fulfilled in supporting other people with your purpose, with your gifts? Do you desire for your health to feel really solid? To help yourself sleep better at night? Your desires do not need limits. We're going to continue to move through these intentions and each of these and continue to feel into which ones soothe your soul. You may say, I set the intention to experience more passion in my life. Do you desire a slower pace? Where you get to enjoy the experience of the little things in life. Where you're no longer leaning forward, always thinking about your next move. Instead, you're leaning back. You have a flow. Your intuition comes through you easily. And you feel safe listening to it. You feel safe reflecting on it, asking more questions. It's easy for you to get clarity with your intuition. And it's easy for you to take action, inspired, aligned action. The guidance that your higher self and intuition is giving you. The energy that's coming through right now for you is helping you recognize all of these things. It's helping you make the more challenging decision to no longer do what's comfortable, but to do what helps you feel in your fullness, in your own personal completeness. Breathing in, we're just going to recognize that there's some more grounding energies coming in to help you solidify this. Just taking a moment to notice what you feel around yourself, around your body. I'm going to take a moment from our light to say, I call in additional supportive energies for my intentions. Supporting me with this and whatever else is needed for my highest and best. We're also going to take a moment to acknowledge that this practice, which you can revisit anytime, is also going to buff up your spirit team. As you bring in these new energies and make these new decisions, you'll need new support. And they have already come in to help you. We're gonna feel into your heart space. Just thank them. Thank everyone on your team for the support that's coming through. And breathe in, knowing that you do not have to understand it all. Feeling safe within yourself, that not having all of the answers is part of this process. There is beautiful heart space energy coming in now, along with this intention. I set the intention. I easily understand new aligned thoughts and best practices. May I make these new decisions with ease.
and realize the shifts that are positively taking place in my life. This is big energy. Feeling this resonance throughout your aura, throughout your body and soul. You were meant for this path that you're on. There's no mistakes that these desires are ruminating within you. Taking a few more moments for this energy to settle in and be. The center part of our bodies has this beautiful yellow energy. This yellow energy brings in new senses of self-awareness, new senses of understanding. Understanding is also known as confidence. It's also knowing. And it's absolutely beautiful. Breathing back into your heart space or into your inner light. There's this soothing energy coming in, reminding your mind that this practice is not about you doing everything perfectly. This practice is about your self-discovery. And self-discovery is one of the most beautiful ways to bring forth who you are, your mission, the best life for you and loved ones. Aligning with your inner light once more, there's a beautiful, bright bursting as it continues to evolve, expansive star energy. As bright as can be from the cosmos to this simple place on Earth where you exist right now. Now allowing yourself to move forward in this new aligned way. You'll be seeing things with a fresh perspective. You'll be meeting new people. And you'll be meeting new versions of yourself along the way. We are closing up this transformative energy meditation.
knowing that everything you've just done for yourself beautifully sits within your soul at an even deeper level now. Taking a moment of gratitude to yourself, to all of the help behind the scenes that you have and more. You are walking in alignment.